When Frank bought a plane, he needed a hangar in which to park it. Soon, the plane wasn't the only thing in the building. In fact, visitors still come here to see that plane and much, much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm often asked how we come up with all the story ideas you hear on The American Countryside. The answer is they often come from you, the listener. You can submit your story idea and listen to past broadcasts at AmericanCountryside.com. You'll also find our award-winning books and CDs, all based on our programs. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. Take a listen to some of your favorite programs and browse our American Countryside store. Send us a message about a story in your area. We look forward to seeing you at AmericanCountryside.com.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Frank Phillips hit an oil gusher near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. Today, ConocoPhillips is the company he helped build. Many visitors to northeastern Oklahoma visit Phillips' Willow Rock Ranch home.
10,000 square feet, 9 bedrooms, 9 baths. It is as unique a lodge home as you will ever walk into.
Bob Frazier is CEO of the Frank Phillips Foundation and the Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve. The inside of the lodge is full of unique taxidermy.
Mr. Phillips was not a hunter. Most of those animals lived and died out on the ranch. But you'll see anything from deer to elephant to giraffe to camels.
The Phillips and his company used the ranch as a place to host guests.
Between the years of 1925 and 1948, the year of Mrs. Phillips' death, they entertained somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 people at that lodge.
But some items he acquired were simply too large to fit in the lodge.
He sponsored a plane in 1928 that won the Dole Pineapple Race from San Francisco to Hawaii. He brought it back, had to have a place to put it, so he had his guys go up on the hill and build a stone hangar.
Soon, Mr. Phillips was running out of room for the plane and the hangar.
He continued to buy more Southwest art, Navajo rugs. Friends bought him more and more of it, and he had more than he could fit into his lodge, and so he started putting it up there in the hangar. He was running out of room, so he added on to the hangar, and he kept pushing that airplane further back. Before long, he woke up, and he had a full-fledged museum up there.
What resulted was a 50,000-square-foot museum. That facility, the lodge, and wildlife preserve are all a part of the legacy of Mr. Phillips that can be seen by those who visit the ranch. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.